This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here on the Alex Jones Show.
So Trump's saying he's looked at NAFTA. It's a one-sided rape job by a bunch of bipartisan scum. What a beautiful statement. Here's that clip.
One of the worst deals that anybody in history has ever entered into. We have begun formal renegotiation with Mexico and Canada on NAFTA.
Boy, all the folks that sold us out are pissed.
And I must be honest, and I've been talking about NAFTA for a long time, and I'm sorry it's taken 6 months, but we have to give notice. You have to see this. We have to give notice. And after the notice is given, you have to wait a long time. Then you have to give another, then you have to wait a long time. Anyway, we started 2 days ago. Bob Lighthizer. Personally, I don't think we can make a deal because we have been so badly taken advantage of. They have made such great deals, both of the countries, but in particular Mexico, that I don't think we can make a deal. So I think we'll end up probably terminating NAFTA at some point. Okay, probably. But, I told you from the first day, we will renegotiate NAFTA or we will terminate NAFTA. I personally don't think you can make a deal without a termination, but we're going to see what happens, okay? You're in good hands, I can tell you.
See, globalists get off on lying. Trump gets off on telling the truth. See, there's not just committed liars. There's committed truth tellers. That's what this is all about. Let's go ahead and do another clip. Trump, if we have to close down our government, we're building that wall. Here it is.
Build that wall. Now, the obstructionist Democrats would like us not to do it, but believe me, we have to close down our government. We're building that wall. Let me be very clear.
And it's just a symbol. Mexico's got a wall, too. Let's go ahead. This is an important clip. Democrats have a vision of total socialism. This is probably the most important clip. Here it is.
All of the Democrats in Congress, that's the only thing they do well. They do one thing well. You know what it's called? They have no ideas. They have no policies. They obstruct. That's all they do. Their word is, we resist. They don't resist. It's all they're good at. It's all they're good at. That's all they do. On health care, they have 48 Democrats. We got no votes. We got no votes. And it would have been great health care. And by the way, health care for Arizona would have been great. So the Democrats have no ideas, no policy, no vision for the country, other than total socialism and maybe unsocialism from what I'm seeing.
Let's stop that. That's a muddy clip for tomorrow. Everybody's great, by the way. Let's find the clear one from WhiteHouse.gov. That is really... I was watching that for an hour and 15 minutes last night, just his speech. It was so truthful. It made me sick that he did this Afghanistan thing, which is not his creation, but he's making it his problem. And a lot of folks think it's really dumb, but I guess we're going to see if Mattis and all of them are right. A lot of folks tell me the word is this is actually a build up to pull out. And if that's the case, then he's better than I thought he was. But I just... He's not Hillary out to get us. It's not a lesser of two evils. I've got 70, 80 people working here. And they're great people. But just communications and problems and breakdowns, it's a headache. I couldn't imagine 4,000 executive branch, millions of people in the government, most of them moles put in by Obama blocking him. I mean, it's like watching some guy trying to push a piano that doesn't even have wheels up a mountainside. You're going, hey, you know, do a little bit of better job doing it. You just stumbled there. And it's just like... All I'm saying is my gut says Trump's good. And, man, the older I've gotten, even though my brain's not as good as it used to be, I just have a photographic memory, I learned one thing. My gut's always right. And my gut just loves Donald John Trump. We'll be back with Owen Schroyer, more clips, your phone calls, a ton of news in the fourth hour. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Mycos DX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months. Big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something as good. Save 30% off of Mycos DX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Mycos DX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Mycos DX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your funding operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Well, Donald Trump could save 100 humans from a burning building, and CNN would come out and criticize him if a cat had a hair on his tail singed. So he comes out, he has an amazing rally last night, and then all of the attack dogs in the media come out. They spin his words, they twist his words. Actually, they don't even play his words. They just lie and make things up. We've got a few more clips from the Trump rally. He calls out Antifa by name last night, and then they get violent in the streets. Here's President Trump naming Antifa.
How did he get in here? He's supposed to be with a few people outside. Week they're talking about the massive crowds that are going to be outside. Where are they? Well, it's hot out. It is hot. I think it's too warm. You know, they show up in the helmets and the black masks, and they've got clubs and they've got everything. Antifa!
That's actually kind of perfect the way he makes fun of them. He's like, they show up with their black faces covered in their clubs and Antifa! Woo! Like, Antifa! Like, I want to do this thing. They chant anti-fascist in the street. They go, ah, Antifa, she's stuck. I want to troll and be like, ah, Auntie, Ja, my, ma, and just like have like syrup out or something. We just need to start trolling these people because they're just basement dwelling. I don't want to be mean to these people. But Trump labels Antifa last night, right before they decided to riot and incite a riot outside the streets. But he also addressed real issues. He talked about the infrastructure. Maybe if we fixed our infrastructure, there wouldn't be as many Antifa protesters. Here's President Trump on infrastructure.
We're going to do an infrastructure bill. We will build gleaming new roads, bridges, highways, railways, waterways, all across our beautiful land. Our greatest creations, our most incredible buildings, our most beautiful works of art are just waiting to be brought to life. American hands will build this future. American energy will power this future. We have become an energy exporter for the first time ever just recently.
And it's time to start seeing all the ridiculous amount that we pay in taxes actually go towards our infrastructure and not infrastructure in another country far, far away that you most likely will never visit. So hopefully we start to see that. I mean, that's stuff that, again, will unify America, even though this speech was divisive, according to CNN, and angry when he's talking about infrastructure like that. I mean, how dare he? So two of the things, though, that he can do when he gives these speeches, and he did both of them last night. One, he did a linear breakdown of how he reacted to Charlottesville versus what the media was saying about him, what liars like Paul Ryan were saying about him. He breaks it down linearly and says, look, here's what I said on this time at this date, and then here's what they said I didn't say, and then they said this about me after that. So he just clearly shows they're liars. Another thing he did, which will help us make Congress great again in 2018, was he identified some of the rhinos in Congress, like John McCain, like Jeff Flake, and he got quite a stir out of the crowd. Here's that clip.
One vote away, I will not mention any names. Very presidential, isn't it? Very presidential. And nobody wants me to talk about your other senator, who's weak on borders, weak on crime, so I won't talk about him.
You know McCain and Flake are just
nobody
squirming.
Nobody wants me to talk about him. Nobody knows who the hell he is.
Jeff Flake.
And now, see, I haven't mentioned any names. So now, everybody's happy. But we are going to get rid of Obamacare. I will never stop. One vote! I will never stop. We're going to get rid of Obamacare.
7 years of empty promises from rhino Republicans like McCain, Flake, McConnell, Ryan. These are the people. This is the swamp that we need the trash man Trump to drain. So we saw what happened last night. He gives a unifying speech, a powerful speech. Immediately after that, Antifa starts rioting in the streets, assaulting people, assaulting police officers, acting like beyond petulant children. It's adult versions of petulant children. Imagine a petulant child throwing a temper tantrum and then add, give or take, 20 years to that. And this is the people that you have in the streets protesting Trump. But it's not just them. I noticed that the UN is now coming hard after Trump today. And I first noticed it with this story from the New York Times. UN panel condemns Trump's response to Charlottesville violence. So they're not dropping this. They're going to keep bringing this up, even though he's disavowed the whole thing. And I thought we were moving on, right? I mean, we forgot about the whole Russia thing. Why can't we move on from the Charlottesville thing? No, they want to hold on to this. This is their baby. They're nurturing this, and they're going to turn it into removing all these statues, all these monuments, removing history, bringing back Nazis, bringing back all of this, the KKK, to pretend like this is a threat, to make you think that Nazis and the KKK is what you really need to be threatened with, the alt-right. So the UN panel condemns Trump's response to Charlottesville violence, even though we know what they're trying to do here. But here's the story from the New York Times. President Trump's seesawing response to the deadly racial violence in Charlottesville, racial violence, a white man
is said to have ran over a white woman. So where's the, where, what's the racial violence there? President Trump's seesawing response. He's seesawing the deadly racial violence. We're all racist. It's race violence everywhere that the mainstream media, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the CNNs, the MSNBCs, they're the ones pushing this. But see, they're saying now that it's Trump's response that's been rebuked by countless politicians, business executives, community groups, and religious leaders. So here's Trump being forced to disavow all of this. And again, you have to continue to reiterate this. Everything that Trump is being forced to disavow is a product of the left. Nazis, a socialist party, the KKK, a Democrat invention, the alt-right, coined by Hillary Clinton, ran with by Richard Spencer, to which everybody is disavowing now. So he has to disavow these things created by the left. It's the most unbelievable thing ever. It goes on. Now the United Nations has weighed in too. A body of United Nations experts on Wednesday denounced the I'm quoting, the failure at the highest political level of the United States of America to unequivocally reject and condemn racist violence. And I quote, they are at the UN deeply concerned by the example this failure could set for the rest of the world. So that's nice. The UN now completely ignores reality. Just, he's never disavowed. He's never denounced. Look at all the racial violence that Trump has caused. Not CNN, not Van Jones, not Rachel Maddow. No, not MSNBC, not them. It was all Trump, not Obama. Not demonizing the police, not the Chuck Schumers. It's all Trump's fault. Not the New York Times, not the UN lying about Trump. And then in the story, they even have to admit, this is the most incredible thing about it. In the story, they even say Trump singled out the Ku Klux Klan, neo-Nazis, and white supremacists for condemnation. So they write the whole premise, the entire premise of this article is that he never condemned the Ku Klux Klan. He never condemned the neo-Nazis. He never condemned the white supremacists. That's the entire premise of this story. That's why the UN panel is condemning Trump's response to Charlottesville violence. Because the premise is he never condemned the Ku Klux Klan, the Nazis, the white supremacists. Even though in the exact story, they have to admit he did. Wow, folks. The United Nations Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination invoked, I quote, early action and urgent warning procedures in deploying the violence and urging the United States to investigate. Well, Trump's administration is investigating. They don't mention that. The urgent warning procedure allows the committee to draw attention to situations that could, quote, spiral into terrible events and require immediate action. I'll go on here. The committee called the Charlottesville violence horrifying and said it was alarmed by the racial demonstrations with overtly racist slogans, chants, and salutes by individuals belonging to groups of white nationalists, neo-Nazis, KKK, promoting white supremacy, inciting racial discrimination and hatred. So the mainstream media... the mainstream media incites all the racial discrimination, incites all the hatred. Obama administration, they do all that. No mention of that. No mention of Hillary Clinton and Robert Byrd. No mention of Hillary Clinton's comments about black people. No mention of Bill Clinton's son, who's Danny Williams, who's half black, that he completely shoved to the side. So no mention of all that. The committee cited two victims by name, Heather Heyer, who we've all heard of, and DeAndre Harris, who I hadn't heard of until I read this story, who was savagely beaten by white supremacists wielding poles. But again, zero on Antifa, zero on leftist violence. What happened at UC Berkeley? What happened at the Trump event in Chicago? What's happened to all these Trump supporters that get beer bottles smashed in their face and have to have surgery? What about them? What happened to the GOP committeeman who got shot by his neighbor, his anti-Trump hating neighbor who had anti-Trump signs in his yard, then goes out and shoots his neighbor? What happened to Steve Scalise? Nothing. None of that. None of that from the New York Times. All of it's Trump's fault, even though they have to admit in their own story he denounced everything they're saying he didn't denounce. So then Zero Hedge picks it up, and they put a new angle on this that needs to be looked at. United Nations issues rare early warning signals potential civil war conflict in America. A United Nations committee tasked with combating racism on a global scale has issued an ultra-rare early warning for the United States. As StockboardAsset.com notes, this rare signal often preludes the potential for civil conflict. We've seen it in Burundi, Iraq, Ivory Coast, and so on, Nigeria. So is the UN ready to come in? Is that what they're saying? They're going to declare civil war and then the UN is going to come to our streets to stop racial violence? I didn't elect the UN. Did you? If the UN wants to stop racial discrimination, shut down CNN and MSNBC now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Owen Schroeder here, fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. And last night, we did special coverage of Trump's Phoenix rally. And I was reminded afterwards why I made the transition from sports media into politics. Because for the first time in my life, when I tuned in to CNN, when I tuned in to MSNBC, when I tuned into mainstream news to get news, to figure out what was going on, I'd never had before in my life, and I felt so violated. I felt so just slimy and disgusting watching these people spew lies, watching these people sit up there, knowingly lie, knowingly omit facts, knowingly spread fake information. And it was so, it felt so violating. It made me so mad that I had to get out of sports media and get into politics. And then here we are last night. Trump gives the most unifying speech you could possibly give as an American president. And the attack dogs, the sycophants in the mainstream media come out and say it was divisive. And it just reminded me, these people are literally the scum of the earth. And it's so hard for people to comprehend that someone would actually be that conscious of a liar, that someone would consciously sit there and just be a total phony. So let's go to some of the highlights from the disgusting, despicable, treasonous trash CNN Don Lemon show last night after Trump's speech.
What do you say to that?
I'm just going to speak from the heart here.
What we have witnessed was a total eclipse of the facts.
They want my mic on.
Someone who came out on stage and lied
total
directly to
the
American the
facts.
People.
Who wrote that for
and
you, Donnie boy?
Doubt that he said in an
he didn't write
to
that. Don history, Lemon is a twit.
When it comes to Charlottesville, he's unhinged. It's embarrassing. I don't mean for us, the media, because he went after us.
You're an embarrassment. You know you're an embarrassment.
This is who we elected president of the United States.
You didn't elect him.
A man who is
you're
so
an American trash.
He has to go after people who he deems to be his enemy, like an imaginary
you.
Friend of a six-year-old.
You. No, you're real. You're thought. Still on TV
it
somehow.
Reason. It was
we're all shocked,
facts.
But
it
you're still real, Don.
Wisdom. There was no gravitas.
No
there was
truth.
No sanity there. He was like
no
a
sanity.
Child blaming a sibling. On something else. He did it. I didn't do it. He certainly opened up the
Oh, but when Obama was president, it was all
Bill.
Bush's fault. Let's not forget about that.
By the rational people who are abandoning him in droves, meaning those business people, and the people in Washington now who are questioning his fitness.
Literally all lies. All lies.
And whether he is stable. A man backed into a corner, it
this
seems,
is the unstable, unhinged America right here.
And
Don
beyond his understanding.
A rat that they put a suit and tie
that's
on.
That's the truth.
A human rat.
If you watch that speech as an American.
Look at CNN.
Jake
to be Tapper,
thinking, what
Anderson
in the
Cooper,
world is
Wolf Blitzer,
on?
Brian Stelter, George Costanza of News. These people are a joke.
This petty, this small, the person who's supposed to pull the country together. Certainly didn't happen there.
It's stunning. It is honestly stunning. It's like, how do you even cover this? How can I even cover this? How do I tell you that 2 plus 2 actually equals 4 after Don Lemon told you 2 plus 2 equals 5? How do I tell you that? How do I properly get that message to you? So let's go to another. CNN panel goes ballistic on Trump after Phoenix speech.
Don, listen, I mean, this was a Castro-esque speech in length. It was an astounding chain of lies tied together by lunatic asides by a man who obviously is mentally unstable. I mean, I'm not joking about it or being a smart ass.
A Republican strategist, apparently, Rick Wilson.
This
is the funniest thing. Trump literally said the fake news gets a bunch of Trump haters on the air just to confirm their bias, and then they do it right after he says it.
It's unbelievable.
And then they say there's no truth to what he said, even though they did exactly what he said.
Part of this, he happened to forget that the actual impact of the speeches he gave wasn't to reprimand or to chastise the alt-right and the Nazis and the anti-Semites and the Klan,
well,
but in fact to let them all nudge each other and elbow each other and go, hey, listen, he's still dog whistling. It's cool, guys. Keep up the fight. This is a guy who went out there tonight and behaved in a way. He alternated between being a whiny six-year-old who's had his Nintendo taken away.
No, that's what you sound
and,
like.
And between being the cranky
they're the whiny
man,
six-year-olds who just had their country taken from them because we don't want to trash it anymore. Because we don't want to piss on it anymore.
And
so we're here cleaning the country that they've been pissing and crapping on, and they're ticked.
Think that this guy is absolutely bat crap crazy. They are mistaken.
Yeah.
And she said the only possible, and this is on Twitter, the only possible defensible explanation for Trump's disgusting, unpresidential, narcissistic behavior would be early onset dementia.
Anna Navarro. Maybe. This woman is so
disgusting. She's not the only one
disgusting.
Who's been saying. Some people have been saying that for months. I mean, but listen, we don't know that. But
on the run.
We'll be right back.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Got half an hour left, and we've got apparently just one sunset left here of the BuzzFeed mega specials at InfoWarsStore.com. We're already selling out a lot of these products that have been on sale. Myco ZX is out. Brain Force is close to selling out. Silver Bullet close to selling out. Secret 12 close to selling out. And these are some of the biggest specials we've had. DNA Force is still 20% off right now. Silver Bullet, it's selling out because it's 66% off. Huge discounts there. Knockout, 50% off. Also close to selling out. Secret 12, close to selling out, 55% off. So make sure you take advantage of that special 55% off before we're all out of Secret 12. Survival Shield X2, 55% off. BioTrue Selenium, 29% off. And with coupon code GOBLIN, we still have the GOBLIN special going right now. InfoWars Select Storable Food up to 50% off with coupon code GOBLIN. That's because with all the goblins running around, you might need some storable food when they try to invade. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Again, The BuzzFeed Mega Specials, huge specials going on right now, up to 66% off. We're selling out of a lot of products. InfoWarsStore.com. This is how we launch operations to the next level. This is how we start new shows. This is how we hire new people. This is how we get new studios. All of it is from you going to InfoWarsStore.com, supporting this broadcast, and you get a great product at a great price in that circle of victory. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. BuzzFeed Mega Specials are almost over. Take advantage before we sell out, before the BuzzFeed Mega Special ends. All right. Let's get back to the trash at CNN, which is what CNN is. It's absolute trash. Now, apparently, the crew is telling me, yeah, this is the ultimate irony right here from Paul Joseph Watson at InfoWars.com. Headline, CNN's Don Lemon accuses Trump of trying to ignite a civil war. And I get really upset about this, and it's hard for me to control my temper because these people are trying to start a civil war. That's CNN. CNN is trying to destroy my country, my future, my prosperity. They want to piss on me, piss on my history, piss on my family. So CNN is the one trying to start a civil war. But then Don Lemon, the teleprompter reading gnome, garden gnome, news gnome, they're all gnomes. That's what Brian Stelter. They're all a bunch of gnomes. They're the ones trying to incite a civil war, but they're going to try to say that that's Trump doing that. Now, apparently the crew is telling me that Perez Hilton, which is a, I guess you would say, what, a Hollywood commentator. I don't even know what you would declare Perez Hilton as. I guess like a Hollywood journalist or something. But anyway, I think this is a troll, but Perez Hilton tweets out, I emailed Don Lemon thoughts about real Donald Trump's Phoenix speech tonight and happy to see he read them pretty much verbatim. So that's pretty funny. I didn't know Perez Hilton was the one of the writers for the Don Lemon show on CNN. To me, that feels like a total troll tweet. I think Perez Hilton is trolling Don Lemon, making fun of him because his show was such a joke. But I don't know. I don't follow Perez Hilton. I don't know anything. I'm just assuming Perez Hilton doesn't have an IQ of zero like Don Lemon has, but I could be wrong. I don't know Perez Hilton. I got to give Don Lemon credit, though. He finally got a nice tie. He did have a nice tie on last night. It's been tough for the Jake Tappers and the Don Lemons to find a tie that looks good with their wardrobe, but Don Lemon finally did it last night. He just needs a haircut, but so do I. Now let's go back to the second half of this CNN panel bashing Trump, this CNN panel trying to start a civil war in America. That's CNN bashing Donald Trump. Here's the rest of that clip.
And she said the only possible, and this is on Twitter, the only possible defensible explanation for Trump's disgusting, unpresidential narcissistic.
This is Anna Navarro, one of the most disgusting names in news.
Maybe.
Talks about her own private parts on air.
For months.
Tell me about that.
Listen, we don't know if that, but if he is... Has he shown that he's fit for office?
No.
Tell me, Don.
Absolutely not.
Tell me, Don Lemon.
Don, but to Bakari's point, this is something that, frankly, the majority of Americans who did not vote for this man understood just how unfit he was.
We'll see how that narrative
to
holds up.
Be the occupant of the Oval Office. Mm. Tonight, I think, was historic on a couple of levels.
Oh, it
the
was
first
historic.
One is, yes,
your
I do
news
believe
coverage
that after
starting
tonight,
a civil war.
A lot of people are going to be thinking that he's not just completely unfit.
So, but here's the key. So this is what we're seeing, though. Just like Alex Jones talked about earlier today. They have been waiting. This is their new narrative. He's unfit. See, Russia didn't work. KKK, Nazis, none of it's working. Hacked, rigged election. They've tried everything. Racist, a woman. They've tried everything. They've thrown everything against the wall. But this is the one they've been waiting on. Now this is what they're going on. He's mentally ill. So all of them, these are the mentally ill people. This is a panel of the most mentally ill people in America right here telling Trump he's mentally ill. Let's go back.
Are they proud that this is the leader of the Republican Party? Speaker Ryan, are you going to stand by this man? Mitch McConnell,
are
you going to
signaling
stand by
Speaker
this man?
Ryan. Now signaling Mitch McConnell, the swamp creatures.
Tonight, Don, America's enemies are laughing.
No.
And America, you know what? The country is weeping. And we need to do something about it.
Folks, I have been looking at news and covering politics for just over 5 years. And just in my 5 years of experience, I could outwit, outdebate, outmaneuver, outfact, out everything that entire panel plus 30 Don Lemons cloned, working as a team with the fastest internet in the world. And I could beat all of them. In 5 years, that's where I've come, because that's how pathetic these people are. That's how low these people are. That's how, I mean, it just goes on and on. But listen to what she says. She says our enemies are laughing at us tonight. Oh, well, I've got proof of the contrary. Let's recall that President Trump recently upped his rhetoric against Venezuela, even suggesting a perhaps military intervention. Well, you know what Venezuela did in response? They sent hats to Trump's office. Make Venezuela great again. The president of Venezuela now is reaching out to Trump, trying to get on the same page, perhaps even trying to embrace the ideology of nationalism. We'll see. But here's an example of Trump using his brinksmanship to invoke a response out of North Korea, bring North Korea to the table, have a dialogue, or excuse me, Venezuela, brings Venezuela to the table. Now Venezuela is having a dialogue with President Trump. Now Venezuela is trying to endear themselves to President Trump. And then you have this piece of dirt go on CNN and say our enemies are laughing at us. Really? What happened with the North Korea deal? Huh? Our enemies are laughing at us. Really? Really? What happened with China stopping North Korean ships from coming over and making a barter deal? What happened with that? Oh, that's right. Our enemies are laughing at us. Yes, yes. ISIS is laughing at us as we've liberated Mosul. Yes, our enemies are laughing at us. That's right. Our enemies weren't laughing at us when we had an open border and let them all come in. Our enemies weren't laughing at us when radical jihadis came here and murdered people, stabbed people, shot people, and then the news didn't even tell you it happened. No, our enemies weren't laughing then. Our enemies weren't laughing when we gave hundreds of millions of dollars to Iran. Our enemies weren't laughing after Operation Fast and Furious. Our enemies weren't laughing after we've been arming and funding terrorists in Syria, John McCain's people. No, our enemies haven't been laughing. No, now they're laughing because Trump is in and actually trying to stop them from doing all this. Now they're laughing. And the funny thing is, everyone is actually laughing at CNN. We've got this other clip. A CNN reporter gets tear gassed. Oh, but it's just not even worth it. That CNN is such a joke. So let's move on. Actually, I want to get to this real quick. Here's an example of what we're talking about, though. This is how liberal judges get away with murder, folks. Yes, you heard it right. This is how liberal judges get away with murder. Barcelona attack mastermind was supposed to be deported, but judges blocked it. Abdalakbai Esate, the imam thought to have acted as Barcelona's terror attack mastermind, should have been deported from Spain in 2014 after completing a prison sentence. But judges accepted this would breach his human rights. What? So he gets sent to jail, supposed to be deported because of the law. A liberal judge says he has to stay, it's his human right. And then he masterminds a terror attack in Barcelona that kills dozens of people, and still terror cells are thought to remain in Barcelona. This is what happens, folks. Just like liberal judges striking down a sanctuary city. It's okay. Now you've got all these illegal criminals running around, and then they rape somebody, and then they murder somebody. That's the judge. That's the judge. That's how liberal judges get away with murder, folks. They break the law. They let criminals infest your country. And it's all in the name of human rights. But see, you don't get a human right. You don't have the human right to have a country. You don't have the human right to decide who's in your society. You don't get that human right. That's all left to the liberal judge to decide. And then when he stands up for the criminal's human right, someone dies. And that's what it looks like happened in Barcelona. That's what happened to Kate Steinle. That's what's happening at sanctuary cities. So you heard me right.
put it in the bank, tweet it out, tell your friends and family, liberal judges get away with murder. And this is how they do it. Now let's go to, speaking of getting away with murder, Hillary Clinton has become a mainstay in the news today. So I guess Hillary Clinton was feeling well today, and her people reached out to the media, reached out to all their little cronies in the media, and they said, let's talk about Hillary a bunch today. She's feeling good. She might even be able to make a comment somewhere or even a public appearance. The swamp creature that's halfway to hell might actually be able to make an appearance today. So let's talk about her a lot, and then maybe we can get an appearance or a statement from her later. So here's a clip from MSNBC, Hillary Clinton's new book. Her skin crawled during the debate with Trump.
You'll remember this, when Donald Trump stood directly behind her while the two candidates debated at Washington University in St. Louis.
This is not okay, I thought. It was the second presidential debate, and Donald Trump was looming behind me.
Looming.
2 days before, the world heard him brag about groping women.
Brag.
Now we were on a small stage, and no matter where I walked, he followed me closely, staring at me, making faces.
She didn't write any of this.
It was incredibly
uncomfortable. Literally, she didn't write any of this.
He was literally breathing down my neck.
No, literally, you didn't write this.
My skin crawled. It was one of those moments where you wish you could hit pause and ask everyone watching, well, what would you do? Do you stay calm, keep smiling, and carry on as if he weren't repeatedly invading your space?
Like Trump does with all the
attacks
on him?
Or do you turn, look him in the eye, and say loudly and clearly, back up, you creep. Get away from me. I know you love to intimidate women, but you can't intimidate me, so back up. I chose option A. I kept my cool, aided by a lifetime of dealing with difficult men trying to throw me off.
I love that clip.
I did, however,
dealing with difficult men trying to throw her off
extra hard. I wonder, though, whether I should have chosen option B. It certainly would have been better TV. Maybe I have overlearned the lesson of staying calm, biting my tongue, digging my fingernails
biting
into a clenched
fist. She writes
fist,
a book.
Smiling all the while, determined to present a composed face to the world.
I'm going to be herself. I'm holding my tongue. I have restraint. You just wrote a book. I mean, what? I'm not a very opinionated person. I'm just up here screaming and shouting on the Alex Jones Show. But I'm not very opinionated. No. But I love this. She says, I've always been dealing with difficult men trying to throw me off. What does that even mean? Did even Bill Clinton get sick of, you know, being in the sack with you? Is that what you're talking about? Are you saying this is why you became a, digging on some carpet? Or what's the deal here? What does that mean? Difficult men have been throwing her off. What is she talking about? It doesn't even make sense. And she doesn't explain it. She just always brings it back to how Trump's against women, how she was fighting the evil Trump. Trump was looming. Trump made her skin crawl. Of course, what's the actual reverse reality here? It's Hillary Clinton that makes the entire planet skin crawl. Hillary Clinton, the Earth itself, when Hillary Clinton's bare flesh hits the Earth itself, the Earth skin crawls with that demonic presence. When she opens her mouth and people listen all over the world, whether it be in Haiti, whether it be in Ukraine, United States, all these countries, Yemen, all these countries, Libya, where she just plunders and rapes. No, when they hear the name Hillary Clinton, when they hear that shrill, arrogant voice, their skin crawls, the entire planet. And don't you worry. Oh, don't you worry. Just like Hitler, is known as the most evil human ever. Hitler is widely known. He's widely denounced as one of the most evil individuals of all time. I predict you right next to that will be Hillary Clinton in 10 years. So understand that. Hillary Clinton will be right below Adolf Hitler in some of the most evil people in the history of the world.
You better believe it, folks. You better believe it. So, but that'll be nice because we'll have the nice relics like Hillary Clinton's books and the Madame President cover of the Newsweek magazine. So we'll have all that. Hey, and by the way, you want to know the nature of the Democrats after Hillary Clinton's failed presidential campaign, a total loser, even after she stole it from Bernie, tried to steal it from Trump? You want to know what's happened to the Democrats since Hillary Clinton? Final notice, DNC under fire for sending fundraising pleas resembling collection letters. So, folks, look at this. The Democrat National Committee sends out these letters to make it look like a final mortgage notice or a final phone bill or cable bill, or it's a, you have to open this and you need financial action. That's what they're trying to tell you. Folks, the Democrats are dead broke. They are dead broke. And again, all this campaign finance crap and funding these, you know, I'm sick of all of it, but the Republicans are literally flush with cash, literally just flowing with money. So much money coming into the Republicans since Trump, but he makes their skin crawl. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton fails Democrat run for president. Democrats are so broke, so desperate, they have to send out letters pretending to be final mortgage notices in order to invoke some sort of financial action. Hillary Clinton killed the Democrats.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today, I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Last segment here of the Alex Jones Show. Folks, Infowarsstore.com, BuzzFeed Mega Specials are going to come to an end soon. Make sure you get there before they come to an end. All kinds of great specials. DNA Force, 20% off. We're running out of that. Knockout, 50% off. Secret 12, 55% off. We're running out of that quickly. Survival Shield X2, 55% off. Silver Bullet is 66% off. Now, I want to talk about the Silver Bullet real quick. I use this all the time for everything. Last week, I went out to Lake Travis a couple weeks ago. I ended up getting a little earache from water tubing. I put the Silver Bullet in my ear. The earache was gone the next day. Okay, so you can use it for an earache. This morning, I woke up. I had a little bit of a sore throat. My allergies had been bugging me. I took a little Silver Bullet, swallowed it. Sore throat is gone. I wouldn't be yelling this much if I still had a sore throat. I mean, Silver Bullet does everything. I get blisters on my foot a lot from playing basketball and running so bad that there's literally raw flesh. And I get a thing of silver, I dip my foot in it, and it literally heals it the next day. So Silver Bullet can do everything. It's 66% off right now, folks. Go get five of these things. Go get five Silver Bullets, have this in your house, and you can use it for everything. It's perfect for helping your kids with cuts, abrasions, sore throats, toothaches, earaches, everything. It's 66% off right now. You cannot get a better deal on colloidal silver than you can at InfoWarsStore.com right now. 66% off Silver Bullet. And don't forget about the entire silver pack. The entire silver pack. Oral care pack, where you can get the toothbrush, the Super Blue toothpaste, the colloidal silver, and everything right now. Infowarsstore.com. Take advantage of these specials. Huge discounts right now going on. 50% off right now. The silver package. That's under $50 for the whole kit and caboodle, folks. Take advantage of these specials. You know, I'm trying to figure out what we can do as a country to win this battle and to ensure there's a future for all Americans that's prosperous for the Republic. And the answers are obviously very hard to come by. They're going to be very difficult. It's going to be tough to even figure it out. But there's one solution, folks. There's one thing that is easy, it's universal, and everyone can do it, and it's free. And that is prayer. And even if you're not a religious person, even if you don't believe in God, the power of prayer goes well beyond religion, folks. It's the old saying, I think, therefore I am. If we have a nation of people, if every American in this country, whether they liked Trump or not, whether they voted Trump or Clinton, or it doesn't matter, all Americans, no matter what differences we had, if we could all agree to pray for each other, to pray for our future, to pray for peace, if we were all praying for these same things, whether there's a God out there listening or not that is hearing these prayers and is going to listen and answer them and take care of us, if all of us are thinking this, if we're all consciously thinking peace, prosperity, a future for this country, a future for my family, getting along with my neighbor no matter what the race, color, or creed is, getting along with my neighbor no matter what their political affiliation is, if we're all praying for this, if we're all consciously thinking this, it manifests itself. It will naturally manifest itself because we're all on the same page psychologically. We're all on the same wavelength mentally that we can come together and make things better. Again, we don't have to disagree with everything, but we should all be able to agree on the future of this country, peacefully expressing ideas, and if we can pray together to have these things happen. That's why Trump had multiple prayers before his rally last night, folks. He gets it. He gets the power of prayer. So, folks, if you want to know what you can do for this country, just pray. Pray for your family. Pray for this country. Pray for our future. Pray for your family and friends. Thanks for tuning in. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract,